Philip Rivers just seems to be one of the most competitive quarterbacks in the game, kind of in your face. What's your approach to him?
Same approach we have to any quarterback. You know, you want to always try to disrupt them as much as possible. And I played Philip a few times, and I mean, he is one of the most competitive quarterbacks in the league, but it wouldn't be a league if he weren't competitive. So, you know, you just got to go in with the mindset of stopping the run and disrupting his timing with his receivers. I mean, they have a very, very good chemistry, especially him and Gates. I think he trusts Gates more than anybody else in the whole organization. So, you know, that's our mindset is going into this game.
When you talk about Gates in particular, I mean, he's that guy. It's almost unspoken between those two, isn't it? I mean, they just know where each other is. Does that put more of a pressure on getting to him quicker?
I mean, well, he kind of get rid of the ball a little bit faster now than he normally did. But it's kind of like Jordan and Pippen, you know. I don't think they really never had to have a conversation. They just know, you know. And when you play with a guy so long, you kind of have that feeling of sense of where what do you think he's thinking. And so they make a very, very good duo together.
Where do you see the same kind of relationship on the defensive side?
As far as their defense?
No. I mean, in terms of defensive players who really don't have to say anything. You just know how to play with each other.
I mean, those guys who play a long time together. You know, this is almost like a revolving door in this league nowadays. So, you know, it's hard to keep guys together because of guys wanting bigger money and, you know, all different kind of things. But you very rarely see it on defense. A lot of times you see it on offense with guys who have their favorite targets. I'm pretty sure you'll see it with Drew Brees and his tight end over the course of years, but and you know Gronk and Brady. So, you know, I mean, it's just you very rarely see it on defense, but for the most part, you see it on mostly with offensive guys.
Make some changes, obviously, on the defensive side this week, bringing some different guys in. From your perspective up front, do you pay attention to that? Does it affect your communication at all? The timing with the secondary?
Not really. I mean, we all been together for a while, ever since, you know, OTAs and mini camps and stuff. So I'm pretty sure everybody's seen, what we all have to do. You know, sometimes changes are good and, you know, you can't dwell on it. You have to go out there and you have to right the ship. And that's one of the things that we have to go out to do this week.
Final thought is, what would one win mean? What would one good, solid performance mean?
It'd be very positive. You know, I think with the competitive spirit that this team have, you know, getting that win under belt, everybody, you know, kind of get that monkey off your back and allow guys to go out and play freely already. But I think it'll help more, and guys won't have to feel like they got to do more than what they actually have to do. You know, just playing this game with the defense and just keep competing at a high level.